Nobel Peace Prize winner Desmond Tutu is challenging South Africa's affirmative action programs. The programs are known as Black Economic Empowerment, and they're intended to redress decades of racial discrimination under apartheid. Retired Archbishop Tutu says the ruling African National Congress is not doing enough to lift ordinary South Africans out of poverty. Instead, he says the ANC's economic policies benefit only a small black elite. NPR's Jason Bobien reports from Johannesburg.
Late last month, the retired Archbishop of Cape Town gave a lecture that, for the most part, spoke about the great potential of the new South Africa. But Desmond Tutu also criticized the ruling African National Congress for stifling debate and fostering a top-down affirmative action program. Black economic empowerment is supposed to assist blacks who were denied jobs, education, and business opportunities under the apartheid system, but it's mainly focused on transferring ownership of businesses from whites to blacks. Several former ANC freedom fighters have grabbed stakes in South African companies worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Tutu said the economic policy is deeply flawed.
What is black empowerment when it seems to benefit not the vast majority, but a small elite that tends to be recycled?
The most recent empowerment deal to come under fire here was a proposal to sell off 15% of South Africa's highly profitable telephone monopoly, Telkom, to a consortium dominated by top ANC officials. The investors included President Thabo Mbeki's former chief of staff, who defended the arrangement by saying he didn't join the fight against apartheid to be poor. The nation's largest financial paper, Business Day, took the unusual step of running a front-page editorial denouncing the Telkom deal as, quote, ANC-sanctioned greed. Archbishop Tutu said during his controversial lecture that the former freedom fighters of the ANC have forgotten their roots.
We were involved in the struggle because we believed we could evolve a new kind of society, a caring, a compassionate society. At the moment, too many of our people live in grueling, demeaning, dehumanizing poverty.
President Mbeki wrote a 10-page angry rebuttal to Tutu in the ANC's weekly newsletter. In it, Mbeki said, quote, "Our government is pursuing a broad-based black economic empowerment program focused on benefiting the vast majority of our people. Nobody can produce one shred of evidence to contest this statement." But the nation's largest trade union, which is usually a close ally of the ANC, has contested this. Labor officials described black economic empowerment as a parasitic accumulation of capital that is doing nothing for the overwhelming majority of South Africans. Life for some here has improved since white minority rule ended in 1994. The ANC government has brought electricity and clean water to millions of people, but almost half the population still lives in poverty. Unemployment has risen since the ANC came to power, and economically, South Africa remains sharply divided along racial lines. Black economic empowerment has been a sacred cow of the ANC. Tutu's attack on the policy has prompted a national debate on whether affirmative action at the top of the economic ladder will bring benefits to the majority of impoverished South Africans below. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Johannesburg.